All right, it is my team now. I have all five of my contestants. One of them tried to drop it, the other rest of my team talked him out of it. I won't say who it is, but it's a him. That's all I'm saying. First up tonight, Sharp Cookies. And I gave her Pieces of Me by Ashley Simpson just because I hadn't heard that song in a while, and I was like, I want to hear Pieces of Me. So that's what's going to happen now. So we can all push play now. That was Cookies with Pieces of Me. She fixed everything I wanted her to fix this week. She took my song suggestion from the beginning, and she kept working on it till it became epic. And I thought this was a great choice for her. And I thought, Cookies, that you nailed it tonight. What did you think, beloved?
I thought this was good. I may just not have heard a whole lot from her, but I think I'm used to hearing her do more cutesy stuff, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. But I thought this was really good. I liked it a lot.
Lately she's been doing this sort of almost sexy voice, like it's kind of a lower kind of gravelly thing. Not like Rochelle's, but like a sexy version of Rochelle's. And I think that's really been working for her. What do you think, Turtle?
I liked it.
Okay, Rashad. No, just kidding. Go ahead, Turtle.
Sorry. I liked it, but I don't think I loved it. I don't know. It's just I think I'm just used to like hearing like a really airy voice like sing this, because that's what the original sounds like. But she said in the song, I kind of cringed because that sounded like it hurt her throat a lot.
Poor Cookie, it's in her throat. Michelle.
Yeah, I thought the music was too loud. I don't know, maybe it's my headphones or something.
It didn't sound too loud to me, but that mine sounded fine to me.
But I liked this overall. I think it's not my favorite thing I've heard you do, but it wasn't, like, my least favorite thing I've ever heard you do. And I felt like you could have had a little bit more, like, I guess energy is the word, but maybe just kind of, like, bounce. Almost, if that makes any sense.
You wanted more of that. I gotta get a nose job swagger that Ashley Simpson had when she did this song.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
I gave Topper, who's up next, 3 song choices, and he was like, I'm gonna do a test, which one do you want to hear first? And I would tell him, and then I'd get nothing. And nothing. Mm-hmm. And then today he declared in the chat he was going to drop out. But my team talked him out of it. He's not doing any of my song choices, though. He's doing Bust a Move, which we've all heard a million times. But at least he's admitted. Have fun in the voting this week, Hopper. Let's listen, everybody.
Busted. Here's a jam for all the fellas trying to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get, females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and show a body. Chick walks by and you wish you could sex her, but you're staring on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food to serve and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you only split your pants. Girl starts walking, guy starts gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wants to dance cause she likes the booty. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Just bust a move.
You're on a mission and you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. Your movie's showing, so you're going. Could care less about the fire you're blowing. Did it get stalked just to start the show? Then there's about a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. Run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Ladies look pretty. Guys tell jokes so they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls all faking, goodness sake. And they want a man who can bring home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic, yeah. Looking for a man that makes them opportunistic. They lie on the beach perpetrating a tan, yeah. So a brother with the money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling, yeah. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there, bust a move. Break it down for me, fellas. friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now, he's gonna marry. Hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in this ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll through the church in your new tuxedo. Rob walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start blinking. The bridesmaid leaves you, she thinks that you're winking. Thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're really, really fine, cause that girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. You look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Since she wants to dance to a different group, now you know what to do, she busts the move. It, boy.
That was Copper with Bust a Move. Turtle.
But did you like listen to this?
No, he didn't. I didn't.
Okay.
And I did just any... now.
Well, then, so you would have no idea if that was like when he was like really off timing wise, if that was just like him rapping or if that's a mixing thing.
I don't know. I know it was okay. It's an easy rap song, so it shouldn't have been this off.
Yeah, it's pretty off, like some parts, and like when he's on, he was on, but.
When he's on, he's always on, but when he's off, he's off.
When he's on the beat, it sounds good. Mm-hmm. When he's off the beat, it sounds terrible.
This is true.
Okay, there's the translation.
All right. Beloved Star?
Yeah, it... Like, only in certain parts it was off. Sometimes it was fine, sometimes it was really off. It was weird. And then the only other negative thing I thought was sometimes you did, like, a weird pronunciation. Like, I couldn't even understand what you were saying. It was just, like, D's and B's muddled together. And that's it.
Show you there?
This was not my favorite thing I've heard you do. I've heard you be, like, so much better at rapping than this. It just seemed really sloppy and, like, thrown together to me.
Here's the thing. As your coach, when you turn in something bad, then it makes me look bad, even if I didn't hear it before. And the thing is, I wanted you to have a chance on a singing show because you don't usually get on. And you've been doing a great job with the rapping, but because I took you on my team, I missed Nani, who posted she wanted on my team, but it was full. And so you repay me by saying you're dropping on the deadline day, and it just annoys me. I'm glad you did submit something, but like if you nobody had been in the chat, you would have dropped on me. I think you going singing voice to singing voice next week with anyone on my team is going to be like hitting a cripple with a water balloon filled with pee. It would just be unfair to you. So I am definitely going to put you in the voting this week. I honestly have no idea who's going up against you, but I think you've gone as far as you should go on the show, as far as I'm concerned. Next up is Skywish. Skywish, we wanted to do something different than like the kind of current stuff that we always hear. So we're going old school with Skywish this week, you guys. Who's excited about that? I am. All right, just me. Let's push play now.
The night we met, I knew I needed you so. And if I had the chance, I'd never let you go. So won't you say you love me? I'll make you so proud of me. We'll make them turn their heads every place we go. So won't you please
be my little baby?
Say you'll be my darling. Be my baby now. Oh, you. I have been waiting for you. You know I will adore you till eternity. So won't you be?
Skywish would be my baby.
I liked it. Like, she just came out of nowhere and she sounds so good. Like, all the time. I think you're doing a good job with, like, her song choices.
That was all her. I can't take credit for that one.
Really?
Yeah. So I wish I could, but I can't do it. And last week was all her as well. Basically, she started getting good when she started ignoring my song choices.
Well, okay, Dylan.
I'm just being honest. Psychic Chica?
Ew. What? Excuse me.
For Shia?
We don't talk about Psychic Chica. I have, like, I'm just, like, really interested in your voice. Because every time I've heard you sing, you, like, do something totally different with your voice. Like, you can sound like I remember you did, touch a touch of me or whatever on some show, and that sounded, like, so different from this. Like, two totally different people. And, like, I just think that's really cool that you have that ability. I did like this. I thought you had some good energy. A couple of parts sounded slightly off pitch-wise to me, like very minorly, but it didn't really, like, take away from your performance, so I thought this was good.
It's why I like dating her, because it's like there's a different person every couple of days, so it's never boring. Beloved Star?
I also like this for your voice. There were a couple of pitch problems here and there, but I liked how your voice sounded on this, and I like how it was mixed, too.
It's hard for you, because I think you psych yourself out. You work really hard, and you always give me, like, 15 song choices, but they usually come so late in the week that it's hard to nail one down. And then you start saying that you suck at singing, and it just makes me sad, so I don't know. I thought you did a good job this week, though.
Oh, she says she sucks. That's ridiculous.
She doesn't think she can sing, but I think she can.
She's really good. What is she
with doing? You, the biggest issues are mixing and not topping your mic. It's not really your singing so much. It's when you top out, and once you get the mixing down and how to record down, you're going to be amazing.
Yeah,
I think this is a good choice for you as well. This is one of the several songs. She gave me a bunch tonight to pick it from, and I thought this was the best of the lot. So I thought you did a good job on it, and it was cool to hear this song, because nobody's done it in a while. I don't think I've ever heard it on a singing show before. So I liked it. For Maddie, I picked a Melissa Etheridge song, because I think it's high time that we hear Maddie sing Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah.
It's long overdue. So Maddie is going to be singing Come to My Window.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, we can all push play now.
Come to my window. Inside, wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window, I'll be home soon. to listen to your breath. And I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache. You don't know how much I'd give or how much I can take just to reach you, just to reach you, oh, just to reach you, oh. Come to my window, crawl inside, wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window, I'll be home soon. Keeping my to sleep, giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing feels the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, I am forsaking all the rest. Just to reach you, just to reach you, oh, to reach you.
Did you guys hear that lovely sound of Shelmy? That's what it's like critiquing Lone Star with her every time.
I don't think so. I think Valk and Garnet would say otherwise.
What did you think of Maddie? That was Maddie with Come to My Window. What did you think of her, Shel?
Me? Mm-hmm. I really liked this. This is a really good choice for her. I really wanted her to do that other song.
I'm the only one.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
So over
for a while.
No, I wanted her to not do something.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I just really want to hear her on that song, because I feel like that, like, this one was, like, really good for her, I agree, but I feel like I'm the Only One has more of that, like, heavy Maddie sound. Does that make sense? But I thought this was a really good choice for her. This is one of the better things I've heard Maddie do recently, though she was really good on Lone Star.
Okay, we've heard enough about Lone Star. Twice in the same critique you've mentioned Lone Star.
Whoa.
I mentioned it, too, never
You
mind,
brought so. It up. You were the one who brought it up, all right?
You liked it, in other words, is what you're saying.
Yes, I did. I thought it was very good. It had great energy. I was worried it would be harsh at first, because, like, the slow little beginning, she sounded a little too powerful.
I'm the Only One would have been harsh. It would have been yelling.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Turtle?
Fine.
I like this for her. Well, I think for, like, Maddie, you pick really good songs for her to do.
That's one of the reasons I wanted her on my team so badly, is because with Maddie, like, I know her voice, I feel like. Maddie and Aria, like those two, I can usually nail down. And sometimes Cookies, about half and half. Sometimes I lead Cookies horribly astray, but but she always follows me, and that's the important thing. She does what I tell her. Anyway, go ahead, Trevor.
Good job. Good job, and good job to you too for like being able to like choose really good songs for her. So all this the whole time.
It's easy with Maddie because she's like she can sing. I believe she can sing almost anything. Beloved Star, what did you think?
I like this a lot.
All right. I know, Maddie, I know you like being an artist. For me, there's a difference between doing your own thing with a song and changing the melody too much. And for that first verse, it was a little bit borderline. But you sounded great on it when you got into the melody and got into the song. The choruses were good. I kind of used you as a pawn last week to get Bryson off my team. And I apologize for that. So I'll just go ahead and let you know I'm not going to put you up again this week. So I actually have no idea who I'm putting up against Copper, but it won't be you this week. I'm just telling you now because I feel like I owe you that for what I did last week, Keith. Finally tonight is Aria, and she is singing Nobody's Perfect by Jessie J, but she's doing the acoustic version because that was my stipulation because I don't like the other version. So let's listen.
Too much. Sometimes I just can't shut the hell up. It's like I need to tell someone, anyone who listens, and that's where I seem to mess up. Yeah, I forget about the consequences. For a minute there I lose my senses, and in the heat of the moment my mouth starts going, my words start flowing. Oh, but I never meant to hurt you. I know it's time that I learn to treat the people I love like I wanna be loved. This is a lesson learned, and I hate that I let you down, and I feel so bad about it. I guess karma comes back around, cause now I'm the one that's hurting, yes. And I hate that I made you think that the trust we had is broken. Of time, I swear I never would have crossed that line. I should have kept it between us, but no, I went and told the whole world who were feeling no. So I sit and I realize, with these tears falling from my eyes, I gotta change if I wanna keep you forever. I promise that I'm gonna try, but I never meant to hurt you. I know it's time that I learn to treat the people I love like I wanna be loved. This is a lesson learned, and I hate that I let you down, and I feel so bad about it. I guess karma comes back around, cause now I'm the one that's hurting, yes. And I hate that I made you think that the trust we had was broken.
Say no, not at all, but what I did, it wasn't cool, but I swear
past we had is broken. So don't tell me you can forgive me. Cause nobody's perfect now. No, 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 no.
In the room. Okay.
That's totally at the beginning of it.
That was Aria with Nobody's Perfect. Turtle?
This is my favorite tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hands down.
We've got 2 weeks for 2 weeks with having Turtle's favorite song on the show. Last week it was Sky Witches. Just saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. I love this. You should put this on hit singles, definitely, especially with VH Awards coming up. Like, Susie, who's it right now?
She did give some advice while this song was going on about how she achieved this, and she said she pretended she was a lion. So, new singers out there, that's from Aria to you. Aria will be giving more advice like that on and with Rochelle and I.
Yes.
As a winner performance, she gets to judge Sing at 10. Beloved?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I thought this was really cool. Your emotion was amazing. That's it.
Rochelle?
Yeah. Oh my god. Your growls were like, rawr. So good. I loved this. It was really emotional. Super good.
You know what? I heard this song for the first time last week before. I think it was even before last week's show, and I immediately emailed Ari and was like, can you please do this for next week? So, I thought you nailed it vocally, emotionally. It was amazing. You're amazing. I adore you. You are epic win. That's all I had to say. But now I have to nominate somebody opposite Copper. I am nominating Copper for the votes tonight. I'm going to save Aria. I'm going to save Maddie for sure. The problem is Skywish and Cookies, it's tough for me because I don't think either of you deserve to be like nominated tonight, but I have to nominate somebody. And my decision is based, because I thought you guys both did well tonight, so my decision is solely based on the fact that I feel Cookies is always a bridesmaid, never a bride. She tends to be the Susan Lucci of these shows where she gets to a certain point and then drops off, and I want her to have a chance to keep going. And also, I feel like if it's Copper against Cookies, Cookies will go through for sure, because I do think there's some favoritism involved. So I'm going to put Noob against Noob. So Skywish and Copper, you were in the bottom two tonight. Skywish, I hope you pull out, though. I hope you pull through.
Aha! Pull out of Skywish. Aha! So funny. Aha!
You wouldn't even have caught that if I didn't stop.
No.
Okay. So can I please talk to my contestant I just nominated without you? Thank you. Are you done? Put some more goldfish in your mouth and shut the fuck up. Okay. What I was saying was, Sky, I've lost my train of thought completely. I can't do this. I can't do this. Where are my green M&Ms? Okay, I'm good. Skywish, I hope that you do pull through this week. I don't think you deserve to be in the bottom two, but I didn't have a choice. I think you'll be fine. I want to see you in the battle rounds. My two songs next week, by the way, I'll just go ahead and say it. Two of you are doing The Final Countdown by Europe, and two of you are doing Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf, which is an epic 7-minute song, so it'll be a good battle. Does anybody else want to say what their battle songs are next week, or no?
I don't have mine yet.
Turtle?
No, it's a secret.
Beloved Star?
Part of mine are still deciding, so no.
Okay. all right, that is the voice. The results show will be up Sunday night. You have to vote. You can email me right now and vote dylan.digihub@gmail.com. You have to vote for both. It's Zelena versus Oliviana and Copper versus Skywish tonight. This decision, honestly, I didn't have this figured out until like 30 seconds ago, so don't think this wasn't planned. Like, I didn't know who I was going to put up. But you have to choose either Zelena or Oliviana, and either Copper or Skywish. You can email me. Results will be up Sunday. With some guest performances, Blackjack's going to be here, I know, with a special song, so that'll be cool. The battle rounds, out of the four people on each of our teams, we will pit one person against the other person. You'll be doing the same song. You'll be singing. It won't be like you'll both be singing the same song and it'll be separate verses. You'll both be in the same song doing kind of a duet. And at the end of the song, we will pick one of you to go through to the next round out of the pair. So two people from each team are getting eliminated next week, which is gonna suck. The judges will decide next week on the battle rounds. And then the week after that, it'll be head-to-head, my person versus my other person, and every, so on and so forth. And the public will vote. Their votes will count for half on that. And then the week after that, it'll be the finale with original songs. So we got 3 weeks left. Anybody want to promote anything or say anything before we go?
I would like to promote the semifinals of Lone Star, which we just did. And, like, it's really exciting.
I would like to promote the semifinals of One Voice, which is tomorrow night. And Rochelle Yeller's Star Ceremony, which will be up this weekend.
Oh, I'd also like to promote... Okay, this is going to make me sound like a huge prick, but that's fine. We'll just go with it.
Probably.
I would like to promote my demo track that I posted on VH. I'm super proud of it, and it's all, like, professional and stuff, so, like...
I like how all your promotions are for your own things.
Well, yours were for your own things.
Star Ceremony and for One Voice, which is not my show. Once You Gleek Out is also coming soon, which is a Glee competition. It's Cookies and Omi Pride. Turtle or Beloved, do you have anything you want to promote? Very quickly.
No.
Turtle?
Nature of Jade coming out soon.
Nature of Jade coming out soon. Thank you guys again. Email me, dylan.ditchupop@gmail.com. Zelena versus Olivia and Copper versus Sky. Thank you guys. Good night.